101.3 FM.
Hello.
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
With your news update, Rhino attacked wildlife officer, leaving him injured. Former Chifuna Bolilomeka Ponde Mecha cautions United Party for National Development to respond to the Chama Pali loss with unity, disciplined post-mortem and grassroots execution before the 2026 general election. Museveni leads the intense election marred by internet shutdown and voting interference. Zambia Breweries PLC reaffirms commitment to supporting sports in Zambia. In sports,
and now the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. A wildlife police officer has been injured after being attacked by a rhinoceros in the Simonga area near the Natural Mystic Bushes in Kazungula District. The incident happened around 11:30 hours yesterday, January 16, 2026, when the officer identified as Joe Mutemwa, age 38, of Cold Storage Compound in Livingstone, was part of a team responding to a stray rhinoceros that had moved out of Mosotunia National Park. Facts are that Mr. Mutemwa and four other officers from the Department of the National Parks and Wildlife were deployed to track and push the animal back into the park. During the operation, the rhinoceros charged at the team and attacked Mr. Mutemwa despite warning shots being fired in the air. According to the Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Monona Malongo, the officer sustained bruises on the right buttock, a swollen left leg and general body pain. He was rushed to Livingstone University General Hospital where he was admitted and reported to be in a stable condition. Mr. Namalongo said the police visited the victim in the hospital and an inquiry file has been opened to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident. Newly launched People's Pact PP Vice President for Policy Manifesto and Governance Planning Bob Sichinga has accused the ruling United Party for National Development UPND of abandoning key commitments made during the 2021 general elections. Speaking when he featured on the Power FM political podcast radio program, Mr. Sichinga said the UPND came into office on a strong reform agenda, pledging to fix what it when described as policy failures under the PF administration, including the high cost of living and inadequate service delivery. Mr. Sichinga, who served as Commerce, Trade and Industry as well as Agriculture Minister, among other senior government portfolios, further accused President Hage Ndaitima of contradicting his earlier campaign statements, noting that several interviews and podcasts circulating on social media show promises that, in his view, have not been honored.
In every country, in every situation, those that purport to come to the people, they want to represent the people. Whether the UPND had promised that what PF was doing was something they were going to fix, they were going to correct. Whether it is about the price of mealie meal to 50 kwacha, whether it was the price of fuel to 13 kwacha per liter, whether it was about the development that was needed. Essentially, they came into office in 2021 with an agenda of fixing the problems that we saw in PF. And yes, there were many problems in PF. All right? But according to the people, they said they used to have access to money. They had, yes, they had shortages of power, but not where 2 days, 3 days would go, they have no power. Or 24 hours, no power.
And the caller on the same radio program raised concerns over the impact of the government's free education challenge in the UPND over what he described as unfulfilled campaign promises and growing hardships for ordinary Zambians. The caller argues that while free education was introduced to ease the burden on families, it has instead created new financial pressures. She said many parents are struggling to afford school requirements such as uniforms, books and other necessities, costs which are not covered under the policy. She further alleged that the policy has led to increased congestion in public schools, making it difficult for children to secure places. According to the caller, some school head teachers are allegedly demanding money from parents in exchange for enrolling pupils, a situation she described as both exploitative and unfair. Comparing the current administration to the previous Patriotic Front, PF government, the caller claimed that Zambians did not face the same level of challenges experienced today under the UPND government.
Mukayangana, orobaka mbakuti vasebenza. Muma kampeni yao promises yao zikamba tunga 50 kwacha. Immediately we now start for 14 hours. Izabwelela, inabwelela. Apa yo free education yao vati panisha. Form ya 1,500 kwacha. But under PF government, kenzo gula kwa inform ya vana 350, 270 wa grade 1, 400 kwacha. Ati hapa mwone ni 1,500. Ma books ni pengo zilipa mwamba. Hapa kutu peze school chape place ya mwana ni yo kota kwa ngapasa grade 10 or on grade 8.
Former Member of Parliament for Chifunabuli constituency Ponde Mecha says the people of Chawama have spoken and the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, must respond with unity, discipline, post-mortem and grassroots execution before the 2026 general election. The former lawmaker adds that the people of Chawama have issued a warning and that the by-election has delivered a vital message to the UPND family. He however emphasized that the defeat in Chawama is a message of timely caution and renewal as opposed to rejection. In a statement issued to Power FM this afternoon, Mr. Mecha said election losses are intended to strengthen a ruling party as opposed to unsettle it. He has therefore warned UPND members to guard against intra-party conflict following the by-election defeat, stressing that internal blame would not only weaken the party but also frustrate the very post-mortem process meant to correct weaknesses. He has explained that unity, discipline and collective responsibility remain crucial in translating setbacks into strength, as by-elections often expose gaps in mobilization, coordination and execution at ward and polling station level. FDD candidate Rice Nondwe emerged winner after polling 8,085 votes, beating eight other contenders. His closest rival was Morgan Munda for the winning UPND, who came second with 6,542 votes. Meanwhile, said House has challenged opposition figures who allege electoral malpractice in the Chawama by-election to present credible evidence supporting their claims. In a statement Saturday, Chief Communications Specialist